5th, and I met Mike. Yeah. Michael?
Mike, yeah.
How do you spell? M-I?
They call me Mitchell. From Ottawa, Victoria, they call me Mike.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I got two names.
Okay, how do you want to spell your name in the book?
No matter what.
M-I-K-E? Yeah. M-I-K-E. Yeah. And it's Z-O-R...
E-T.
E-T.
I-C-H.
I-C-H. And were you born here?
No, I was born in the United States, but I was taken when I was 1902, 1903. My mother beat it from the States to come to Yugoslavia. That's where I was over there. But I was born in the United States.
Pennsylvania.
So you were born in Pennsylvania?
Yeah.
Okay. What was your birthday?
17 September.
And that was in?
1902.
1902. Okay, and you were raised in where?
In Yugoslavia.
You were?
Yeah. 26 years.
Really?
And I come to Canada.
Huh. Why did you come to Canada?
Because it's no good over there.
It wasn't?
No, that's why I haven't been there. That was in a good place, but my father and mother, they never was good for the kids. Uh-huh. They never look at the after what they're going to give him a start or something, you know. Just working and they give it when you make it some money, give it to them.
Yeah.
Say like this government. Yeah. Anything you make it, give it to them. So they fix it. That is what my mother and father do.
Uh-huh.
I ask them when I come in 1928. To Canada like January.
Uh-huh.
And I asked him to give the ticket to my wife. I married in 1926.
Oh, were you?
Yeah. And he says they're going to be cold there when I'm going to sleep with my wife. Yeah. He never give me my one penny.
Really?
Never give it to me, never give it to her. She come in 1934.
You were married in 1926?
Yeah.
And what was your wife's name?
Pavlina.
Pardon?
Pavlina.
How would you spell that?
No, I can spell it, but I could write it.
Mm-hmm. Is it? Oh.
Pavlina?
It's Paulina in English.
No, Paulina is in Paulina in English.
Uh-huh. And this is... He's going to write it here. Okay.
Did you know now? See, yeah. That my content don't need a spelling.
Uh-huh.
Anything you say, so I just write in that bit.
Right. What was your wife's last name? Do you want to write that down too?
Yeah, Paulina.
Oh, that before we get married, huh?
Yeah.
You want to get it that easy?
Yeah. Yeah. Do you want that in your book, in your story?
Yakovina.
What does that spell? Is that an F? Or
no,
a
J.
A J.
My girl that was calling.
There you go. You can have those two. Those are for you.
This is for me.
Yeah. This is for you, and that's for you, and this is my paper in case I need extra paper.
Okay, you could have it.
Okay, thanks.
How about this?
That's just telling about us, in case you.
Oh.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, okay. I've got your wife's. Name, and I may as well put down her birthday while I'm
15 February.
February 15th, did you say?
1906.
Okay. Where?
Is it spot?
Hmm?
Where should I go? Just above?
Subskimaro.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right. I'm gonna give you that too.
Okay, yeah, you better. Because I don't want it spelled wrong in the book and I spell everything wrong.
That's not right either. See, I forget it too.
Yeah. We're all in the same boat, eh?
Are you, yours from the corner?
Yeah, I told you I came in 1928 to Canada. 26 I married.
So,
I was 2 years.
In the same place, in where she was born?
Oh, no, no. She never was in the same place. I never was in the same place when I raised. Then my father, they was in the United States. He's put in here all his life.
No.
And
but
I
your wife?
Your wife. Why was she asked when she got married?
Your mother, or your wife.
Oh, right. They stay with my father.
What town?
That was Slavonia, or Iowa.
Oh, in the same place.
That too.
Well, if you want, we don't have to put it all in, but if you want it in, that'll make a better story, won't it?
Yeah, there was...
Slavonia.
There was in the Slavonia, see.
I speak his name.
Can you? Huh. Did you learn that here?
Oh, I was born here.
You were born here, and you learned his language.
Yeah, I was born in the house
of there. Oh, were you?
Yeah.
Oh.
This Saturday.
Have you brothers?
Yeah, I've got two brothers and one sister.
Oh. What's this? That's town?
Yeah, that's a town. It's a village.
Oh, that's the village, okay.
Yeah.
So?
That we were both was there, see. That's why I found out. We was all put in here, more far like from Quebec to Vancouver.
Oh.
And there is both, you know, distance. But she came in before down in that Oreo, but my father come in.
Uh-huh.
My father, he bought some place when he come in from the state. He bought some, like here, all work, so house and ground and everything. In 1921. And when I was 21, and I go to the army. That's why I lost my paper, can go in the States. I break the law.
Oh.
I want to go to the United States. But when I come into the consul and he says, you was in the army, I says, no. He said, don't lie. He said, we're going to find out anyhow. He says, you lie or not lie. I says, okay, I tell you. He says, why don't you say to your father you not go? I says, what I know what kind of law they have. And he says, even they take you in the army, he said you could reply, you born in the United States, you don't want to be in the army, he says, for 24 hours you got to get rid of from this country.
Oh.
Just 24 hours, he says, give you time, you got to go out, clear out. I says, I never know nothing, but I know when was coming as Zemonet, you know, taken to the army, and then they call him my father. They got to sign it, because they find out I was born in the United States. Mm-hmm. But the father, he signed it, finish. Mm-hmm. That's why I lost it. I go to Canada, I said, I don't care.
You want to live there then, eh?
I could go to the United States when the war started.
Yeah.
Because I was born there. But I said, Canada is good for me. I said, I'm going to stay here. I'm coming to Canada, I'm going to stay in Canada.
So you were married in 1926?
Yeah.
To Paulina. Okay. And when did Paulina
gone?
Yeah.
He died
October 25th.
Oh,
when he died? 24.
Yeah.
Oh, she just left. Oh, 1991. Yeah. Wow. And she's buried here? Yeah.
Yeah, she died on the old anniversary. Oh. Oh, I understand that. When did you meet Paulina? How did you meet her? Most on a Sunday. Outside the church. She was going to church, but I never go to church. I would stay outside.
Oh, I bet you got in that day when you got married.
Oh, yeah, I have to that day. Even in nurse, when they come, she was sick on the leg. And the nurse coming now for close 2 years. They wrap the leg and, every day. And uh-huh. 1 year, and after that, they says too busy. He says, I could do it. Well, I says, you respect that I'm heading. Yet, I says, gonna do that kind of job, your business? I says, no. I says, you gotta do it if you want it. I says, get somebody else. Oh, yes, you do it. He said, just try for a week. And I said, we're gonna check up you every second day. I says, okay. And she says, you wish your wife get rid of everything. I said, no. And he said, how long are you gonna stay like that? I said, I don't give you damn. I says, how long? I put some my three fingers in the Bible. I says, I'm gonna keep it that way. She was smiling. She beat it through the door.
Great.
Oh. Yeah, that's where I buy that chair. If
mommy.
That's for the resume up and they could lay down and everything. Automatic chair.
Yeah.
$1,300.
Yeah. Now, we're going to go back. Okay, did your mom and dad come to Canada?
No.
They was both in, no, not in Canada.
They were born
in the United States.
Yeah,
my father, he married her in the United States, my mother.
Your mother was in the United States already, eh?
Yeah, there was, no, then it was, she come in, I don't know what year they come in the United States. And he was born and married.
Was
they get some three kids. I got one daughter, she have one son after, and I was second, the third one.
You were the third one.
I was year old.
So you had a brother?
Yeah, I have two brothers.
Okay, you have a brother named?
Steve.
Stephen.
Yeah.
Steve.
Yeah. He was born.
And then
Katha,
Katie.
No.
Mary. Thank you.
Mary. They was 3 year old.
Yeah.
Steve was only one. Two. I was one.
You're older than
Katha.
Oh yeah, you're older.
Another sister that was born in 1909.
So Stephen is older than you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
He's the oldest. And
Mary's
the second
oldest, then Dad.
And Frank.
Then Katie, then Frank.
Uh, Katie and I, Katie, last one there.
Oh, Katie the baby.
Yeah, but Frank was. He was born 1905.
Frank was born in 1905?
Yeah. Steve was born in 1902.
1902? And Mary?
Well, in
1900.
I was two. And Mary was born in 1899. She was born.
You're the oldest.
And Katie?
Katie was 1909. She was 9 years old.
And did they come to this country too?
No, nobody.
Nobody came but you?
No, just my brother, younger, Frank.
Did he live here?
Yeah. He was live here, but he died 4 years ago, five.
Did he live in Alderville too?
Yeah,
he was.
He was there.
And he died, what did you say, 4 years ago?
No, more than 6 years ago.
Six?
Yeah.
So that would have made it.
Oh, yeah,
because... 85?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
But Frank lived here then.
Yeah.
Where did he live?
He was living with me.
Oh, he's...
In the farm.
He stayed with you always.
I have a farm over there and there.
He was a logger.
Huh?
And then, so, you know.
Yeah, he was mostly working
and
logging.
And then once you found,
you know,
logging was done,
you
know,
bad. When he get retired, he get married, see?
Yeah.
See, there was two youngs to marry before.
Yeah. Not time, I see. So, and they laugh
when
you think
when you married 66 years old.
Well, never too late. Great. All right, we'll put that in. Now, your mum's name? What
Annie.
Was your, Annie?
Huh? Moya mama.
Yeah, her last name.
Her last name. Skok.
Skok?
Yes.
Skok.
It's K-O-K.
K-O-K. Oh, cool. Oh yeah. Like good snuff. Okay. Well, and she was born in the States, eh?
No, she's not born in the States. She's born in Yugoslavia, but
she's
a common girl in the United States. I don't know, maybe she came and get some boy in Yugoslavia, they go to the United States to get them there.
I see, well, yeah. How long did they live in the States? How long did she stay in the States?
I don't know how many years it was in the States, but I know when she coming home, going to Yugoslavia.
Oh, yeah, okay. Do you know when she was, do you know her birthday?
Mother. That brother, Frank, he knows for the whole family.
He did?
Yeah, he knows. They have the whole, when he come to Canada. Yeah, but then the father, she's and her mother.
Yeah.
I don't know them. But
oh,
he has the list, but I never get them. When I was go to Canada, I never get on that kind of, that he have all them kind of paper.
Okay, and your dad's name was?
Charlie.
Carol?
Charlie.
Green,
Yeah,
they
call him over there.
Oh.
And they call me, this is Mike. Over there they call me Mia.
Mia, ah, okay. Is that your proper name?
Mihailova was there even was in that paper in the United States at war.
So how would you spell Mihailova? Do you want that in your book? Do you want that in your...
Terrible.
Is it all right?
Yeah.
And Mary,
he
didn't really use
his
name. Because
it's Mara.
Oh, I didn't know he was
used to
it.
Oh. It's F-A-R-A.
Oh.
Mara. Mary. It's F-A-R-A.
Yeah, I've heard that before. Yeah. Okay, your dad was Yugoslavian too.
Yeah.
And he was raised in Yugoslavia? And then he came to the States when he was a young man and he...
Yeah, when he was very young. There's no job over there. See, they're not like here in Canada. You buy a place where you're going to live. You live with 10 acres, 5 acres, 20 acres, 40 acres, a section. You have all in a bunch. Mm-hmm. But over there, you have 10 acres. You have maybe 15 places. Chunks there, chunks over there, chunks over there. Couple miles you got to walk to the garden place. That's why I say 44. And pretty expensive you buy. And that's not in a little place, that's all in like a mountain. Not big mountain, but this is pretty good size.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. And between the mountain and the valley mountain, it's a village to serve people. Different places all around in the garden. And when you have a piece of land that stays like that, you know, slope.
Yeah.
Rains coming and you are digging every year, going, and they coming down and they take that door from bottom and they haul it and put them on the top again. Yeah, that's the they was working all day.
Lots of hard work, eh?
Yeah, that's what I see. I blame my father when he was in the States. I'm on the ties he tell us they was go to California. I see that there is the grapes, he buy grapes over there, make a vine.
Mm-hmm.
He was living in Monash in Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
He was working over there in the wire shop, the Benimeter wire. He was there all life, worked there, mm-hmm. in that factory. And when he goes to California, he see how the people he work. He was near a better farmer, like he was working in a garden shop, you know. Mm-hmm. And he never buy land over there and they take this family over there. If I see some place that is nice to live in, I get my family there. I won't live it in the 25. And they send some money over there and the mother, you gotta pay somebody to work. And when we grown up, that the oldest brother would go to the army, when he comes from army, he get married. And they would go to the police when we moved into that new place.
Mm-hmm.
And they was there 1 year, and they kick him out. Because he was too rough. When he catch up, you know, catch up some day, and something silly. Oh, boy, you see what the guys they do with the people when they catch them, there's something too wrong. Well, they never go in a court. They get on court right away there. And they take him to the post and they put him in the basement and get him down there. Oh, they make a bit of damage. And they never get life long. They die.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they kick him out. It was too damn rough.
Mm-hmm.
And he never was good with his wife. Because the mother was for they get him married that girl for money. That girl, she had the money from her father. Father was in the United States. He died. And they get them two brothers and that girl. Each one, they have 1,000 dinars.
Oh.
Yeah. And after that 1,000 dinars, he wanted married to her, but he no like her. What a fortune, to get married. Never get some good life. But they have, I don't know, they have 6 or 7 kids.
Oh.
Yeah, but they all die except one in his life.
Mm-hmm.
And he go to the Argentina.
Oh.
He wanted to go to Canada, but Canada won't take it no more.
Oh.
And he go to Argentina. He wrote in letters, he wanted to come from Argentina here.
Uh-huh.
And I go in immigration office. I said I could take my brother from the Argentina to Canada.
Uh-huh.
No, he says your brother is wanted coming to Canada, got to go to the Europe, from Europe they come to Canada.
Oh, nonsense.
Well, that time there never was any plane to run like now. There. That was 1930.
Oh. So you came here in 28?
Yeah, I came in 28.
And then your wife came in?
And 34. See, when I come in, down in Alberta, I was in Edmonton. We go in a big fire. And I come in and the waiter come around. They told the bartender come around. He said, you're not supposed to be here. He said, you gotta go out. I said, my brother-in-law, he says, no. He says, it's a 27 years now. No. He said, I gotta go out. He says, then they wanted to come in, bring the passport. He says, it's gonna show me. I says, okay. I go to the rooming house, I get my passport and bring it to the big fire. And they never bothered me.
Ah. You looked young for your age, man.
Yeah, I was so young, you know.
Yeah. Okay.
I was looking at my brother Frank. He came in 1933.
Really?
And I was younger, like he was in a picture.
Oh.
And we did some picture in Vancouver. I sent it to all countries, everyone. They would figure I was younger than they he was.
Yeah.
I was only 4 years older than he was.
Oh. Okay. So you lived here for years and years. You lived here all the time after?
Well, from 1930, I never got no place from here.
1930?
And a farm.
You bought this farm in 1930?
1931, I bought some 5 acres. See, that was foolish too. I was bigger when I built a house. I built only 2-room house and kitchen. I never figured in a family.
Oh! Oh!
That's why I said, and I buy 5 acres. I made a mistake, then big one too. I pay $150 for the 5 acres. I could get 40 acres for the $100.
Yeah.
But it was tax, you know, the dollar acre tax. That's why I never buy, because that dollar there was pretty big size. Same like $1,000 now.
Yeah, sure.
You have $10, boy, you figure you're a millionaire.
Yeah. So you bought that farm in 1931?
Yeah.
And
no, I buy only 5 acres. After that,
oh, okay.
I buy 10 acres for $75. Tax.
Uh-huh.
And I won another 5 acres, I was alongside the road.
Uh-huh.
That fellow was working at Britannia Beach. I wrote letters to him, and they want to sell me that 5 acres. I never buy that, I'm going to do farming. I want to just take the wood out.
Oh, you want to log it?
Yeah,
out,
just for the wood.
Uh-huh.
And he won't sell it. I says, okay. He says, I'm going to wait. I says, I'm going to get it anyhow. And 2 years after, I go to the municipality, they ask him for that 5 acres. He said, this is for tax sale. He says, you want it? Yeah, I says, I want it. And it's $75. I says, okay, I take it.
Yeah.
But he says, you don't touch it 1 year. He says, after 1 year, he says, you could, that owner, he says, he wanted to pay the tax and make everything. He says, is that you're going to get your money back.
Yeah.
I said, no. I said, okay. And I bought him another 5 acres, another guy, he wanted to buy, same thing, for wood, for cedar. And then they make a shed, you know,
mm-hmm.
shingle boards.
Mm-hmm.
And the richest man, not the richest man there, the municipality council, McLean, he coming to me, he says, you want to get 5 acres? I says, yeah, I want it. He says, where you go? He says, you never, he says, you put some bet in it. He says, I take you down to the hall, but don't say nothing, I tell you. I said, no, I won't. I come into the hall. I said, is that 5 acres for sale? Yeah, it's for sale. He says, but we got some bet in it. I says, how much? $70. I says, 75. I says, is that guy coming and give you another $2 or $3, I give you $5, and every time is a dollar, they put them up. And that's why I get it. I make a 20 acres strip right through.
Oh, so you had a strip?
Yeah. All together, but I buy for wood. And I give it to my son, Charlie.
Uh-huh.
He was mechanic, machinist. And he wanted machine buy. I give him 10 acres. Sold that 10 acres, he buy a big machine for near, like from that right here, over for close 20 feet length. And sold that 10 acres. And the 10 left.
Uh-huh.
Well, my younger son, he get married, and he wanted, he says, when he get married, he says, I'm going to look at now for the, buy 5 acres and or lower someplace. I said, no, you don't need that. Buy. I says, I give you that 5 acres there. I said, take it anyone you want it. You want it that on the million or you want it outside? I said, I'll give you that which one. And I said, give him that 5 acres, he make it house. And my neighbor, he said, when you give him that 5 acres, I said, why don't you give him that another 5? I said, I think that's a good idea. Well, I says to him, I said, I give you that another 5 acres. I said, you could have it all boys. And I give it to each 10 acres. And each girl, when he get married, give it $10,000
uh-huh.
cash.
Yeah.
And $500 for the suite. To each one.
I still go by 10,000.
Yeah. And that's why, see, we was working, we never go, because that time when we was farming, do the strawberry, and after that I go on a dairy, you can make the money to go traveling someplace. All them life when she coming from all countries, still and far.
Uh-huh.
So even I talk to her, I says, I never was even in a White Rock. I never was in a chili bag yet. That's a closer there too. Only Vancouver, all they're growing Langley. That's far we go.
As far as I'm
because there's no money to travel.
Yeah.
Before I got married, I had this from
Langley,
Vancouver,
and
as far as
I
can.
So
yeah.
You made lots of money, but you saved it.
Yeah. Because we make the money in the farm, we could go around.
Uh-huh.
But when I clean them up, that all 30 acres, that was all clear.
Uh-huh.
Takes me maybe $100 is powder I buy. And the bulldozer, I don't know how much I paid for the garden bulldozer to bulldoze it there.
Uh-huh.
There was heavy stumps, heavy load was timber there. Lots of stumps in the 5 acres. That's why when we get the money and when I hiring bulldozer and then pay him right away, another payment.
So
that's why we make the money now when we sell them and then we give it to the them, but we give it because they're no good to us anyhow.
Mm-hmm.
And I got some pension, she got some pension. And we make it a good living. I told to her this morning, I look down there, I have calendars. I mark it every week, but we pay for the grocer. You could see we pay for 1 month down there, like we pay here for 2 weeks.
Yeah.
more than now, and if it was like before. Well, $20, $25. It's only a couple with $30. The rest of it is all below.
Well, now you need a river with money in.
Yeah. Okay, I've got you as being a you dairy, you were in logging.
Yeah, I was not a logging camp.
You were logging your own, you logged your own, and then you were in
no, I was camp. Working in a logging camp till the war started.
Oh, till the war started?
Yeah, when the Second War started. And after that I registered myself as if I registered as a logger, I got to stay in a logging camp, see. I can't go any far. But I said, hell with that, I said, I'm going to register myself for the farming. That's why I started in the strawberry business.
You started in that after 1940s.
Yeah, and then after that I started, strawberry goes everywhere, I started in the dairy business.
Ah,
and I was in the dairy till 72. Till they take them cans out, you know, there no more can sheep.
Oh yeah, that's
nice. It was going a bulk.
Okay. So you bought that land, but you went logging. Have I got that right?
Yeah.
Now you had some kids. I see one of them here.
Charlie was older.
And when was he born?
Who? Charlie born in 1935.
Your name is Mary, isn't it?
I'm
54
now.
You born in
37? Yeah. Okay. See
that. Right. A year and a half. You 39 now?
Yeah. And
Elsie? Same thing.
Elsie was born 1944.
Okay. Jimmy is over here. Oh, okay. So we've got, there's four of you.
Yeah.
Two girls and two boys.
Yeah, there's
five of us.
One's
baby in
Australia.
Oh, the girl. Oh, the other one.
Yeah.
Do you want to mention that? No. Does she live around here?
Mm-hmm.
I see. What's her husband's name?
Mike.
And Frank? Oh, a second wife.
The first was a Marine.
Oh.
The first was a Marine Hartson.
And now he's married to a Mary?
Mary.
Okay, that's good. that's where you fit in the family. What do you remember about your brothers and sisters? I think we've covered some of that. What do you remember about Frank?
Brother?
Yeah, the one that lived with you.
Sorry, I told you, he's a logger too. He would stay with me.
Uh-huh.
And he stayed in Vancouver.
Uh-huh.
When my wife coming from our country. And we have that first boy, Charlie.
Uh-huh.
And he was working in a logging camp. Any time when I'm short money, I want to buy something, I just wrote letters. I get some money from him. Just sound like an advance, you know.
Yeah.
But I market every penny when he borrow from him. When I get some, go on a strawberry business, when I get some money from the strawberry, they give him all in advance. But he give me $10, $15, $25, and all in a small thing. But I give it to him, all works and everything, that was about $1,000 to haul it to him. I give him $1,400. I say, it's your interest and there's so much money, that's your money.
Well, was the strawberry business that good?
Oh, yeah, that was good. I make it pretty good money in 2 years. And the third year, I wanted to plant some more. I wanted full 5 acres.
Oh.
And I planted, that cost me pretty close to $1,000. Fertilizer and the rototiller and every garden thing. And the plants, I planted, they were beautiful plants, but that high in October. Nice. And the frost coming in and they lift her up and all them roots dries out and kill off. And I say, heavy that, I said, I'm not going to do any, it's a disease coming in.
Oh.
Some kind of black roots. Then you pull it out, plants. I said, I'm going to see the hay. And I go on a dairy business and they like, I go in the auction and buy cows. Starship and milk. That time that was easy, you just waiting for the milk truck coming around and just telling you bring me a couple cans. They bring you cans, you know, you don't need a sign and no nothing. And you fill it up, can, and give a ship of milk.
So
every 2 weeks, get some paycheck.
Mm-hmm.
First check, they were smaller, just roughly, and the second check, they're coming right full for the whole month.
When you had strawberries, did you sell them? Did you have a special place to sell your strawberries?
Yeah, no, I was selling them to Michigan, Wilson.
To which?
Wilson, they were right there outside when you go to Michigan.
Oh, in Michigan?
Close to the river.
Oh.
There was
You, I think you, I've been
in Michigan now, but not
most. Where's the sheet stuff?
Yeah?
Right there.
That was
a strawberry
tree.
Oh. There's no more strawberry
trees.
All
the
sheets
in there.
Oh. But
did they come and
pick up your strawberries?
No, the truck
pick
come and pick them up every day.
Yeah,
and
we do
them
sometimes.
Pay
that extra.
Oh,
oh,
I see.
And they pay them for the crates, but they give 5 cents each.
You had to pay the crates?
Yeah, they got it. Charging that.
Can it? No, it's
there. No.
Oh, yes,
that's great. Okay. Yeah, yeah, or to get tea. Oh. And all the other stuff you have to call it,
you know, the stuff off.
Yeah. Or to get beer.
Oh, that's
great.
Oh.
It was $5 for the box for shipping out. And the berries, they started in 15 cents. And every guy, second day, they resume up, till they come in 25 cents a pound.
Really?
That's why I make the money, see.
Yeah.
That was second crop I have, second year that I have. So it was in the third year, I could make a double.
Uh-huh.
I got them only 12 ton, and 12,000 plants. And the next year I have a 16 ton, so 12,000 plants. Oh, there was a great big one.
Oh.
Loaded. and after that there's some kind of disease coming.
You know, you
could,
when you get through,
after that, they gotta clean them up. See, before the strawberry coming, they gotta go catch them, then shooters.
Yeah.
Then they coming from the school, all kids, no time to go run, play. They go on the strawberry, get them each one, get a knife, and go and catch them, then shooters. So the strings was like that length. Gotta be taken out from the plants.
What do you do?